Howdy, folks.
Hello.
Don't think my audio is working.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah, these earbuds work fine on every device except for my work computer, which is probably the most inconvenient d device for them not to work on. And now and then they just decide to stop doing all the things they're supposed to do.
Well, sometimes, like, if I switch to Teams, like, these don't work anymore. And, I don't know what it is. Yeah.
It'll be mid-meeting, and it usually is like right after I ask a question, and then I'm like waiting for people to respond. I'm just like, man, nobody's answering this question. It turns out people have been talking for 30 seconds, and I'm.
Well, at least I guess they're talking on their own. I mean, there you go.
Yeah. So if I ever ask a question and then you start answering and I start looking more and more impatient, it might just be because of these stupid earbuds.
What signal do you want us to do? Should we do like this?
Yes.
Okay, we can do that.
Unmuted. Wasn't there
I
something
am.
from my Martian where it was like this was like some sort of yeah.
The Mork and Mindy, right? Nanu, nanu,
Oh yeah. I used to mess with people at work and see how nerdy they were by going Nanu
nanu.
Nanu.
Yeah.
See if they knew their Star Trek as well as their
Yeah.
Mork and
That's a lot of nerdy all at one time. All
Nothing but good
right.
for your references to bad TV shows, or old TV shows, I should say.
All right. I've shared my screen. I don't actually think I want to share that screen, though. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna switch things around. All right, can y'all see Confluence? All right. So I thought we could start by you folks helping me out. Last time, I'm so confused about this. Somebody told me, I think Alexis, it was you, that there's something that needs to be done to get a meeting to show up in this list right here, and I thought I knew what it was, but I don't think I know what it is now. What is it?
It's out of label. I know she's having trouble with her microphone. So
Okay, yeah.
the you actually have to not be editing the page. Otherwise, which is
Okay.
kind of strange. You have to get out of edit, and then you'll see like down at the bottom, like labels somewhere.
Add labels.
Yeah,
All
and
right.
I believe it's that one, but.
I think that sounds right. Okay, very cool. All right. So now that this exists, and this was our last meeting, I'm going to duplicate it for this week's meeting. We can just edit it down. I think that'll work. Okay. And it's going to be the 6th, which is my birthday.
We must remember to say that during the meeting.
Well, that brings me to my next point, which is
Have
that
a day off.
I have a conflict on that day. I don't know if I'm going to take the day off or not, but I do have to bring my daughter to the orthodontist that morning. And
Oh.
if I can successfully scoot all my meetings around, I might just take the day off. But the first meeting I have to think about is this one that we're planning out. And I don't know, not to put you on the spot,
Can you
Todd,
hear
but
me?
yes. Awesome. Todd, do you think you might be able to handle running the Thursday meeting this Thursday?
I believe that should work. Let me. Yeah, I don't believe I have any. There's nothing that should I see that should stop me.
Well, I appreciate the birthday present, Todd. That's awesome. Thank you. Okay. Do we know who's taking notes next time around?
I am.
Awesome. And that was Jennifer that's in
Yeah,
there.
sorry. It's the all-inclusive eye of everyone. No, it's just me.
Another great birthday present would be the government opening back up and Caitlin being back with us, but we'll see what happens. Okay.
You might get that as a birthday present next year. Really?
hope so. Okay.
I hope
And
not. For
then,
all the
well, this
poor
is just
people, all the poor people, I am so, I was devastated to hear that 42 million people in the US are depending on food stamps.
yeah.
Yep.
It's a pretty crazy time, that's for sure. It really puts things in perspective though, because up until this point, my largest personal frustration with the shutdown has been not getting to work with Caitlin on this stuff, and then like looking at the wider picture, I think I can handle it. All right. So it does look like we have, oh, this is the 23rd. Let's see. I did talk to the council chairs about the idea of a newsletter, and they're feeling good about a quarterly newsletter. There was some insight shared as to.
Can I suggest that you save your page? Otherwise, you risk that because you are still just, you need to publish it in order to get it saved so you don't lose your new work.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to try to pull up last week's meeting somehow. I think it's right here. Going to make sure. Yeah, it looks like it has that meeting notes tag. Okay. Anyway, yeah, there was some insights shared about like efforts that have been made in the past to do newsletters, and the suggestion was made, and I'd like to get y'all's thoughts on this, or we could discuss this maybe during a house like yeah, I'll throw the question out there. We can ruminate on it, and we can discuss it, maybe on Thursday. But Kirsten said that in the past it had worked well for the council liaisons to coordinate pulling together kind of the happenings of the councils for something like a newsletter. And that seemed to make a lot of sense to me, just because they have like the most, they're probably going to be the people in our community who are most able to identify topics that are kind of cogent to all the councils. And there's some redundancy built in there, since we have mutual liaisons from each council, and so yeah, that it seemed like an interesting idea. I do think that these highlight mechanisms are probably a smart way to handle it, just for us as a council to kind of communicate, and do the liaisons some favors, even if they're the ones kind of bringing everything together. Something to think about. I like the idea of getting people to volunteer to be liaisons, and then after the fact, adding additional duties to that job. But what do we feel like there are any relevant highlights from this last meeting to hoist up into the newsletter highlight section. Let's see.
So only maybe and sorry that I had some confusion about that we were to vote on that from the TC on support of the
Oh, yeah.
supported technologies, but maybe we need to do that voting so we can get that task done.
Yeah, there was some good discussion about it. I don't know if discussion on the topic, like, I think whatever decision is made on it is going to be more relevant to the newsletter than the fact that we discussed it. So,
Oh, right now I was not talking about the newsletter. Maybe I
yeah.
jumped ahead. I thought we were done with that. I was just if it was an action we need to follow up on, then I think we need to
You're
vote.
totally right. Yeah. I think given the fact that the two main topics were the update from the consortia SIG and just beginning the discussion on the TC support cycle stuff, none of that seems like something that needs to end up in a newsletter. I don't know. Does anyone have anything else?
Do we want to put anything in? I don't know. It might not be now, but I think it would be good to put something in about the dashboard at some point, the priorities dashboard. I mean, we're getting all this good input from the SIGs just so that to publicize it as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a good point.
And again, it doesn't have to be like first, but at some point it should be. I think it should be there. I mean, and maybe we do it closer to whenever we're going to be asking for a dish for the refresh. We were talking about at the working group meeting last week, we were talking about, you know, the twice a year cadence for the SIGs to update those and whether it should be twice a year or once a year or probably not more than that. But anyway, I don't know that I
But
don't care when we do it, but I think it'd be good to do it at some point.
you're absolutely right. I like the idea of celebrating when we've gotten updates from all the SIGs. I think that would be kind of a cool plug for the dashboard and encouragement for the SIGs to participate in the process. Okay.
And if I can add, celebrate when Jira features have been done so that we actually can see progress. We can demonstrate for the community that having this process kind of it do matter.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're saying specifically when the priority, the issues that have been presented as priorities get complete,
Yeah.
having like some, oh, that's a great idea. We need to think about that because we don't have a mechanism in place currently that, you know, we have no review process that identifies when those are done. Maybe the next time we bring a SIG in, or yeah,
We
go
do,
for it.
and
Oh,
I
okay.
say as we do because we are linking to the UX product features, and we can see that now it's done. So we can we see the status of all of the features.
Yeah, so when we update the priorities, the next time we do the priorities with a SIG, we'll be able to see which one of the priorities that they listed last time were completed at that point in time. Does that seem okay? All right. I like that.
I
We
think
have our
I jumped in front of Jennifer, and Todd has also his hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. For some reason I'm not seeing hands. Okay, yeah, Jennifer and then Todd.
Yeah, I guess going back to what Alexis alluded to, so this is on our topic calendar, and I don't know maybe if we need to announce it for the monthly newsletter. This I'm not sure if we're still doing it. So for December 4th, it says SIG Conveners Update Week. So I'm not sure if we're still doing that. But if we are, then we do need to get the word out. And then going back to Charlotte's, there's actually two that are already closed, three in our community dashboard for JIRAs.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so you're saying that if we do an update, that would be a good time to like draw attention to those ones.
Yeah, so the JIRA, and then I guess if we're still doing the SIG update week on December 4th, I guess we need to make that decision. And if so, I'd probably maybe put it in the newsletter, but definitely announce it in the SIG conveners. Oh, yeah, sure thing, sure.
May I ask what typically happens in SIG update week?
I thought, are we talking about written updates or them or the SIGs coming to the meeting? Because we kind of switched to written updates.
Didn't we
Yeah.
say we paused them
Well,
because we want this rolling
yeah,
update? So
it's still
we
on the
paused them.
calendar. Yeah. So I'm a little confused as to whether we should get it off the calendar or whether it's just the written updates.
I mean, we also have a lot of stuff for Thursday, so having also the updates may be too much. So,
Yeah, and I think if it's anything, it should be written updates. That's just my opinion, but I think written updates would be fine. But I
okay.
don't think I mean, we basically stopped doing the come to us and give us a book report on what you've been doing. We basically stopped that. We moved to kind of topical quarterly SIG report, SIG visitors from the conveners, but that's also kind of on pause because in the priorities in the dashboard group, we know we're supposed to be figuring this out, but we were just working on our charter, so we haven't figured it out yet.
All right. So, in that case, I'll just post on Sync Convener Slack asking for a written update by December 4th. Okay, thanks.
And we might want to do a I mean, that's great, but we might want all of our SIG liaisons to do the same thing and reach out to their SIGs and get them. So that seems like a good housekeeping item. Remind SIGs about December update. Is that gonna
And what are the guidelines that we need to share with them about what that report, how long, how it should be shared with us?
So
There's
there's.
a written template.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, Jennifer has been maintaining that, and so it's basically just like a grid, and you just pop stuff into the grid.
Okay.
Jennifer,
Yeah,
can I
cool.
get you to drop a link into this document of that template?
Do you want the template or the one for the fourth?
I thought I must be misunderstanding because I thought the template was for what was being turned in on the fourth.
So we have the general template that that's the one where I make sure that all the liaisons are set, and I copy from that to make the fourth. Actually, it says the 18th, but that's all right. So here, I'll share the one for the 18th.
Okay.
So all the SIGs use the same page.
I see.
It's the same page.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
So and you can see it's kind of we halted kind of midway. So we used to do it every month, and for 2026, I think I changed it to quarterly. So I have like January, May, September, and December going forward.
Awesome. Todd, I'm sorry, I missed your hand. Do you still have something to share?
Well, this is going way back to the updates, or rather to the newsletter and the comments about the community dashboard. I mean, it seems like the fact that we've had some meetings with some SIGs and we're midway through seems like whenever we have a newsletter is a good time to promote the community dashboard.
Yeah,
We've got some things that have done happened. There's still some SIGs that we want participation from. So just getting that on the just raising awareness.
So it seems to me that as far as agenda items go, the big item is discussion and vote for it, well, if the discussion comes to that point, for the support cycle recommendation from the technical council, which am I going back too far? I was hoping to be able to cut and paste from.
Have you been able to take a look or think about how this affects the extended support of Okapi in Sunflower?
Are you talking about the self-hosting implementers who have? I have not yet. I do think that I need to reach out in our kind of group chat with those folks and see if other people have some ideas about that. But
because I think if the voting kind of will, that we need to have that well understood as well. Otherwise, it's difficult to vote.
I have a question. How many times do we have to vote? I mean, is there a deadline?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Is there a deadline for the voting? I mean, does the TC need our voting in? When do they need our voting?
We have not been given a specific deadline, but this specific decision does include some dates in it. So I suppose our vote, you know, necessarily would need to, you know, be completed by, you know, by these dates in order for it to be relevant. And I also think that the community would appreciate us having a decision sooner rather than later. I don't know if I will be here for the discussion, so I'm just going to throw out just some quick thoughts that I have on the topic. One being that what they are doing in this decision for Ramsons seems like, to me, that it would be a useful thing to have in place for all releases. I do like the differentiating between the types of updates that that Ramsons, you know, can receive, and I guess I'm more attracted to a decision record that can be. I think we will likely be in the exact same place in the future, talking about some future release of Folio, since so many aspects of this decision record are scoped to Ramsons. I would be interested if there's a will to do it and seeing these things kind of expanded out to, you know, every subsequent release possibly as like more of an archetype, though there might be some wisdom in trying it out with Ramsons and seeing how it goes. And then in the future, you know, putting something more permanent in place. But Martin?
I'm wondering if Charlotte said that without some information, it's difficult to vote. And also because I looked into the topic calendar and we have three, if I'm not mistaken, we have three SIG updates scheduled for this Thursday.
So I'm wondering,
at least in the calendar. So I'm wondering how many time we would have for discussing this issue, or if we want to postpone the SIG updates. So
three seems like a lot. Okay.
It's two agree. SIGs, and then the Better Sample Data Group is giving an update too.
Yes. So
like two and a half. But yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's not a SIG. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it is a lot. It's a lot.
You're right. We also, I'm sorry, I'm not thinking about things clearly. We also, a lot of our, a lot of these groups here are planning on having their charters done this next week, or this coming Thursday. So it does seem like the charters we should probably push off a week, but that's a lot. So we have two SIG updates. We could probably get two SIG updates in and a short discussion on the, on the support cycle stuff. And then if the following week, we might be able to get the charters in and some more discussion, but it does seem like it's going to be probably 3 weeks before there's a lot of time to vote, to have a lengthy discussion on the support cycle, unless we push the charters off another week.
In a way, I think we should. So we gave an update last week about what have we done in the three different groups. And if we are not ready to present the charters, then I think why not wait until we have some, a more coherent talk about things and not just small bits and pieces here and there.
Yeah.
I think some of the groups here, I'm confident that Autumn will be ready to have the charter for this, the third group.
You're rocking it, Autumn. I want to note the fact that Charlotte is in two of these groups with me, one being led by Autumn and one being led by myself, but the only one she's confident about is Autumn.
Sorry.
I feel exactly the same.
So for this Thursday, I think Yogesh and I are only going to need 5 or 10 minutes just to check in with y'all about what the group has been doing and some changes that we've made, and just a couple data info points that have arisen as we've been working on this stuff. So,
all right. And what are the other two SIG priority presentations?
It's implementers and cross app.
And implementers could be fairly quick. It depends if you want us to go over our dashboard or not. But I don't think we have to go into real big depth of our priorities. And then Tara actually, I think, was going to do both because she's the convener. She's one of the co-conveners for implementers, and then she's the convener for Cross.
Yeah, I think she's also didn't want to do say so much on Cross app because the priorities haven't changed, if I understood correctly. So maybe it's not that long, the presentation, but.
Who all are coming to present for the implementers?
It's Tara. No?
Yeah, Tara, myself, and Darcy are the conveners. I believe Tara, if I remember correctly, Tara was going to do the main presentation.
Okay, and then cross app?
It's Tara.
Tara, yeah.
Okay.
Never has enough to do, so she just keeps like adding more stuff to her plate.
So this looks like plenty for a meeting. This looks like you guys will be plenty
busy.
Can I
ask, the better sample data, that's a PC working group. And right now that column is for SIG updates.
Okay.
So what is it the PC working group is to come to update about this better sample data, which is different from what we mentioned last time? I'm just a little confused about what is the topics.
Autumn said that they have had some changes that they want, some data point changes that they want to get feedback from the PC about.
Okay. All right.
But Autumn, is this okay? It's a good point that Charlotte made that since you guys are a working group of the PC, that we just handle it in the working group updates up here.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's great.
Can we give a separate line for that though? It just sure. Sort of feels like all of the presenters getting lumped together is.
Feels like a line for each of them.
Or at least for separate. Yeah, yeah. I think that will keep the notes a little more tidy.
Yeah. Okay. I think we can do that. All right. Well, how does everyone feel about this this agenda? It seems like it will be a productive meeting. It definitely pushes some of the stuff I thought that we would be talking about off to later weeks, but it's all stuff that deserves an appropriate amount of time.
I'm wondering. I'm wondering if maybe for like the updates from like the liaisons, if we fill those out beforehand, maybe people could read them this time around. Because I am worried this is a really tight agenda.
Yeah.
I guess we could ask, do we need updates from community priorities, CDDF and RMS?
They probably could be pretty short.
Pretty brief. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And you'll just type your update in to the notes, and I'll just read it, and so that one will be very brief.
Yeah. Or my group has a meeting on Wednesday. As soon as I send that invite out, I might somebody who's in that meeting, you know, maybe could share for our group. I guess. Okay. I think we are. Good. I'm missing something. Oh, this is this. Yeah, I know. I got it. This one is Alexis. Okay, cool. All right. Well, we're 3 minutes over time. I'm going to update this. And again, Todd, I appreciate you stepping in. Regrets at Jeremy Huff. Though I got to be honest. It's my birthday, so I don't regret it too much. But yeah, take it easy, folks.
All right. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.